Do you think Aaron's going to practice on Saturday? Do you have any?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, he's still going through the, you know, there's a protocol. There's, I would say, targets are trying to hit, you know, each and every week. I think they're working, and it's segmented. So, but at a number one priority is to get him, is to get him healthy. So, practice is not something we're really focused on right now.
Was it a nice thing, though, that he, I mean, I don't know, how did you decide that you were going to have him throw, or was that just Aaron deciding?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, think about it. I mean, he's, you know, you're on a rehab process and the ability to throw in an opponent's stadium. So, no, that's, you know, everything that they're doing is calculated between, you know, the training room, the strength conditioning room, and Aaron. So, I mean, as you would imagine, he's going at it 120 mile an hour, and you know, so far so good.
You said that if the priority is to get him healthy. Obviously, he, by rule, he could practice on Saturday. I guess, do you have to go deem if he's healthy on Friday or whatever?
I'm sorry?
Do you have to deem that he's healthy? I mean, do you have to go see if he's healthy enough on Friday? Is that how you...
We have no decisions for you today, Bill. You know, once again, there's a step-by-step process, so I have nothing to give you today. You know, I'm more focused on game planning for the Buccaneers. I mean, there's a plan laid out for Aaron, just like the other guys on IR. I mean, he's knocking it out of the park. He's going at it 120 mile an hour, so we'll see what the end of the week brings.
Mike, what did you think of Jason Spriggs making his first NFL start and how he...
I thought Jason Spriggs did some things, did some good things. There's I think like any of our players or units, the things that particularly in week 11, and I know he's just coming back, but, you know, the repeated mistakes are where we need to do a better job of. So, but he did some really good things in pass protection. The run game was not as good as his pass protection. So, but it's great to have him back out there.
Was did he get the start because of Justin's injury, or do you think Jason had merited?
A couple of different formulas, you know, variables involved in that. I mean, I think you got to look at Justin's versatility. You know, he's been preparing to play two or three positions each and every week, and with him being the backup center, obviously that's a huge responsibility. He hasn't taken, you know, quality reps there in quite some time. So that's one aspect of it. And the other aspect of, you know, Jason and, you know, his abilities and what we think of him. And then, you know, the third part of it is, you know, who you're playing against. So, I mean, that's why you have meetings. That's why you go through it. And but as we move forward, we're going to stay with Jason at right tackle.
Hey, Mike, as an all-around player, Jamal Williams, what do you think? I mean, obviously he's been able to accomplish some stuff in the running game, but the pass game too. Why is he a good all-around type of back?
Well, anytime we talk about the running back position, we look at, you know, can they play all three downs? And obviously being a good receiver is part of that. So it's important to, you know, get your playmakers the ball, and if you can – have running backs, if you can have running backs that don't, you can only hand it off at 7 yards deep in the backfield, obviously it limits you on what you can do, and the defense knows that, and they play to those tendencies and in the mannerisms of where they're lined up, and, you know, whether toes are at seven or heels are at five, or if they're in a cheat alignment, if they're splitting the tackles outside of leg, or they're, you know, sitting in a B gap, all those things. So that's why you have to be versatile, and your backs have to be versatile, because, you know, you want to hand the ball off to him, but, you know, also you want to be able to get him out of the backfield and throw it to him. And, you know, probably the toughest part, especially these guys, you know, coming from college, is the pass protection. So, and Jamal is, for a young guy, is very good in all three areas.
Mike, I know success is a relative term, and you didn't win the game, so it's not success. But the way Brett played, how pleased were you with that? And then you always talk about handling success. How does he take this success and parlay it as opposed to taking a step back?
Well, define it. You know, I think that's the first thing. That's what we've, you know, completed today as a staff. You grade the tape, and You go through the mental errors, and the why is the most important. You know, it's when mistakes are made, you know, it's the why that's that you have to make sure you have clearly defined and everybody's on the same page. There's our mistakes that are made in football. That's part of the game. The repeated mistakes, particularly at this time of year, are you know, that's not cutting it. So, you know, you go through that. So when you get down to it, did you play 90% to where you wanted to? That's great. So let's build off the 90% and make sure we're being realistic about it. But, that, you know, it's the 10% that you have to continue to really focus and work on. You got to keep the 90% going. And that's what we do each and every week. You know, we went into the game confident that we needed to win the turnover ratio. We accomplished that. We're +3, and we felt confident that we were going to win the tackling battle. And you know, that wasn't the case. You know, I think we were -10 in that area. So we missed way too many tackles. I think it was our worst performance of the year. And you know, I think we had 6 broken tackles, but we did have some guys, you know, extending for first downs. And I think we had 3 of those where you technically didn't break the tackle. So Jordy had one, I know Randall had one, and the third one escapes me right now. So that's what really we stay focused on, and that's how you self-improve.
Technically, what do you think, just looking back now at the tape of Hundley, what do you think he did better than maybe he had done in previous weeks? Was there anything regarding footwork, right through?
Well, the most important thing is the decision-making. That'll always be the area of game experience that there's just no substitute for it, because the discipline of the position is extraordinary. I mean, it's clearly the biggest challenge of any position on the field. So and that's where decision making is so key, because you know, you're a small mistake at quarterback play could be a critical error in the game. So and that's what you got to stay away from. There's mistakes that you make, there's a decision you make, but it's the critical errors that can change the course of a game, and that's where I think clearly his decision making was much better. And I thought he played with a lot of confidence. He managed to, you know, a pretty salty environment there and the crowd noise, and had some tough spots there where communication wasn't as good as it could have been. But in the backed up areas, you know, we played it on a tilted field position wise. We had a lot of series backed up, and but he did a lot of good things. I was very pleased with the way he played.
Like, I know the refs didn't stop it after he got hit in the head or check him or whatever, but is he okay after the...
Yeah, saw him after the game briefly, and we just came from the training room, so he's checked out. There's no concern.
Mike, it's one game at a time, but how do you kind of view where your team is at based on the rest of the conference?
6 losses. I mean, it is what it is. You can sit there and you can jump around and look at schedules and all that, and I'm sure that's fun for the fans and, you know, all the potential scenarios and all that. But at the end of the day, if you don't get the 10 wins, let's, you know, to me, there's nothing else to talk about. So we're at 5. We got to get to 6, and that's what really it's all about. And because got to get to 6, you know, we're at 6 losses. That's always been our mindset when we get to this point in the season, and it's no different this year.
Along those lines, I mean, you're at 5, if you have to get to 10. How do you avoid looking ahead to? We got to win 5 games. I mean, obviously, we all talk about it, but you guys can't afford to do that.
Well, to me, you got so much time and energy in a day. So you also have to fill up your time and energy talking about those things. But to me, 5 + 5 = 10. I don't think there's anything else to talk about.
Mike, for all the positive traits that Kevin King brings to the defense, is it?
I'm sorry, Mike. On here
for all the positive traits that Kevin King brings to the defense, is it detrimental at all to have a player keep bouncing in and out of the lineup game after game after game?
It's a challenge. I think first, number one, you got to look at what he's going through personally. I mean, I can't give him enough credit for fighting through what he has. I mean, it's you know, there's weeks where you know he feels, you know, he has to prove it each week in practice, and when he does that, he's afforded the opportunity to play, and I think it's a real credit for him to battle back each and every time. But going in and out of the game is a challenge for our defense. There's no doubt about it. But Josh Hawkins has done some really good things, and you know, he's a young improving player in his second year. But you know, that's just kind of the landscape of our league. You know, these injuries are a challenge for every team, and that, you know, that's that's something that we've had to deal with a lot this year.
Hey, Mike, I know going back to last year, you commended Ben Simmons for the job he did, you know, with as many different running backs as you had coming in. But what do you think the benefits been of being able to have those three rookies kind of work with him since, you know, April, May to the point that you're at now?
Well, three rookies, this is the first time we've ever done this. So, because when you look back to April, because, you know, these are the kind of things that you spend time on. You know, when you sit down, you have so many OTA reps. And at the end of the day, the best thing you can give these guys are those team reps. And there's only so many of them. Then you get to training camp, no different. And Jamal was, you know, kind of jumped out there to the forefront. And, you know, then you go through these things. But it's a challenge. I mean, to get game experience or get the quality experience. And I think that's where Devontae is. He's probably a little behind because the reps have gone to the other two guys. So, you know, that's a challenge. I'm fully aware of it. You know, I think Devontae's going to be a heck of a player, but he's got some more, you know, learning to do, and he needs those awareness and instinctive opportunities to build on that. But it's a challenge, and I think Ben's personality is perfect for that room because he's a steady guy. He's the same personality. He's you know, definitely operates from the positive side of the fence all the time. So, you know, he's a very good teacher. He's patient with those guys. He spends all the extra time that they need. But it's I was excited on draft day when we got him. But when you get out there, it's to get them ready in today's climate is different. I've never been through it. I'm for two rookies at each position per year. So, you know. But if we get three, that's fine too.
Mike, do you envision at all this season of having Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams together?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Aaron's progressing, you know, so we'll see what this week brings him. He's going to be in the rehab group. You know, they're projecting him to go in the rehab group by Wednesday with a possible trial return in practice. So that's the goal going into Wednesday practice. But, you know, we'll see how he does.
More, please.
Mike, you're not a big second guesser, but with a night's sleep or however much sleep you got, you still feel like the field goal attempt was the right call?
Yeah, definitely. I don't. Jason was asking that earlier too. I don't really understand the criticism of it. You know, I mean, the longest field goal in the history. You know, we clearly, you know, our process is the same each and every game. You know, we have a structured. You know, pregame routine. There's information that's gathered. We have a challenge here in our own stadium. It's been a great educational process. I know for me, being a head coach, particularly when you do a north end zone, you know, addition, then you do a south end zone addition. The wind patterns today are totally different than when I first got the job, and are totally different than, you know, before and after they put the south end zone in. So, you know, I feel like we have a very good understanding of how to, you know, calculate wind patterns and establish a yard line to make those decisions. So, if I'm guilty of anything, I got great confidence in Mason Crosby. So, but no, I don't second guess. I mean, we had a chance to go up two scores. Like, you know, the first, second, and third down things are really leading up to the field goal. I'm more upset about than anything, frankly, and what went on, you know, particularly the two plays. So that's where my focus is, because that's correctable. But if I was in that spot again, you know, based on all the information going into that decision, it's the right call. I mean, we're on the road. We're playing against the big three of that offense. Let's be honest, that's as good as a trio of players that we've played against all year. So we need the points.
You have a ton of momentum coming out of the touchdown and then the interception by Blake Martinez, mm-hmm. right? And you're going in. You have to think about what happens if he misses, right? Because isn't that a big swing of momentum back to them?
Then? Yeah, but Tom, I'm trying to gain momentum. I don't think you can think like that. You know, to me, and I'm not going to get into, because I don't want to insult anybody. Because we all know how that works when you're on camera. But you got to decide how you're going to play the game, and the reality of it is that gets you started. But there's things that go on during the course of the game. There's constant communication going on there, based on where we were playing, how we were playing, and what was going on in all three phases, you have to go for the points there if you have the faith in your kicker and based on the kicks he hit in pregame and everything leading up to that. So, really, if we were at fault, it was the two negative plays on the, you know, on first and third down.
Mike, did you give any thought of going for two after you got the touchdown to make it 28-27?
No, I did not. No, I did not.